Everything's changing.
Time moves slowly. I watch my feet. I watch my feet as I'm falling into the moment. Heart to the pulsing generation. The ground is shaking, nothing is steadfast. When I couldn't rely on love to keep me falling in so fast. When everything's changing, yeah, oh, I wanna stay close. When everything's changing, cry out when everything's changing. My change reaction. Do I wanna feel safe? Do I wanna ride out to see it? To release it. When all is taken and nothing's for keeps. Taken by the monkeys and dreamers. You're ready to lose it. When images exploding in your mind. Oh, when you couldn't rely on reasoning to get you through this time. When everything's changing, yeah, oh, oh, I wanna stay close. When everything's changing, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, I wanna cry out when everything's changing. I, oh, oh, I, oh, I, oh, I, oh, I, when everything changes.
What a true song that is. It's from the band The Kin, which is coming to Salida on April 9th, playing at the Steam Plant. We're going to hear more about The Kin, more music from The Kin in just a moment. But we're going to say hi first to Kristen Moeller. She is a local author. And I'll try not to push the wrong button this time. She's a current Salida, Colorado resident and the author of Waiting for Jack and What Are You Waiting For? She's a TEDx speaker and has been featured on NPR, ABC, NBC, Fox News, and Tiny House Nation. In 2012, her house burned down in a devastating wildfire that destroyed 21 homes and killed three of her neighbors. Her latest book, Phoenix Rising, Stories of Remarkable Women Walking Through Fire, will be released on April 5th. And I am so happy I got a preview copy. I've been reading in it. Happy is maybe not the word. I'm delighted that I have a copy of the book and that I got to read some of the women's stories last night. Welcome, Kristen Moeller, to the K-Hen Humble Studios.
Oh, thank you so much. It is an honor to be here. I'm thrilled.
That's great that you could come in today. And you are organizing a benefit concert at the steam plant that'll be next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, with the Kin, an yes. amazing band. Their talk about change certainly reflects some of the things that you and the 20 other authors of the book that you just wrote, Phoenix Rising. Change, wildfire can bring a big change to
people. It certainly, yeah, it is a transformation that happens whether you want it or not when you face wildfire. And, you know, I love that you and I started today listening to that song, Everything's Changing by the Kin. It's kind of everything coming together at once in this perfect moment. You know, and I'm glad Salida got a taste of who they are. And yeah, the lyrics just really express what it's like to go through. I mean, you know, all of us deal with change in our lives, and when wildfire happens, that is a huge change that, you know, is not expected and not wanted. And obviously, in some of these fires, people lose everything, and then even worse, lives are lost. And in our fire, there were three of my neighbors killed, which is just a tragedy. And losing a home is a tragedy too. It's a different type of loss than when you lose a person, but it's can be very devastating and disruptive. And I just spoke with my co-author this morning, Leslie Alpin Wharton, who we were talking about all the women that we feature in this book, all 20 women, are still in some state of flux. And I'm in a state of flux still. Leslie is in a state of flux. There's something that happens when you lose home that becomes this. You know, something gets taken away. And, you know, I remember meeting a woman who remembered her grandparents having lost their home in a fire. And she always remembered growing up, they would tell stories, well, that was before the fire. Oh, that was after the fire. And it really is this, my fire had spent 4 years as of last Saturday. And it still feels like yesterday, and it's still, the impact is still being felt today. And Leslie and I came together with this book, Phoenix Rising, Stories of Remarkable Women, to have women have an opportunity to tell their experience. You know, there's so many books out there about when you deal with loss, when you deal with death, when you deal with illness, but there are very few books about, or any that we could find, about when you lose a thing or a house. And so this felt very important for both of us to let these women be able to tell their stories and have a platform. And it is such a beautiful book. And, you know, Leslie and I were saying today, we can brag about this book because we're not the only authors. You know, it's a little easier. You can brag about a book when it's not just written by you. We can say there are 20 women coming from all walks of life. We had a 17-year-old high school student and a 60-something-year-old woman. And we had professional writers, those who had published a couple books, to people that had never, ever written a word. I mean, you know, if they had to write an essay, it was probably in school and they buried that memory long ago. And so we worked with these women in expressing what they needed to say. And some of the women in the book lost their homes in fires. Some watched as their neighbors lost their homes and dealt with survivor's guilt or even not even being able to stay in the area any longer because the memories were so strong and just the devastation was still so present in an area. We have a social worker who worked with victims of fires. We have a firefighter out of Colorado Springs. Just this incredible group of women's stories. It's such a lovely book. I wish we could show you guys the audience the cover. It's just a lovely thing. But you can go to, right now everything's on phoenixrisingfund.com about the event that's coming up, and you can find out more about the book. That's www.phoenixrisingfund.com. So again, I'm just so excited to be here on KHN. I just became a member yesterday. I pledged my membership yesterday because I know there's a pledge drive yeah. going on. And
we're looking for more people to call in. 539-1069. We have a challenge grant for $250 if we can get four people to call in this morning. 539-1069. We'd really like to hear from you right now. Help us meet this challenge. Tell us more about the benefit you're putting on Saturday.
This is very, very, very exciting. So it's a week and one day away, Saturday, April 9th at the Salida Steam Plant from 7 to 9, although we'll probably go a little longer if anybody likes to hang out with the band. Now, I'll talk about these guys. So, you know, you know a little bit about the book now. And I'll talk about these guys. And then I want to, of course, tell you who we're benefiting. But the Kin, I had the pleasure of seeing them perform in a very small venue at a business conference, of all things, in California about a year and a half ago. And these two guys came into the audience. It was a surprise. None of us knew what was going to happen. And with no mics and just a guitar, these two Australian brothers started singing to the audience. And they have, as you heard, just this incredible ability to harmonize. They write their own lyrics. They're just, you know, extraordinary people. They engage the audience. They were with us all and everybody. It was one of those peak experiences in all of our lives. You know, in this business conference, we were just moved to tears by these two. And they have opened for Coldplay, Pink, Bon Jovi, Rod Stewart. They've toured the world multiple times. They moved to New York about 10 or so years ago to really start their career. Now they're living in L.A. And if you know anything about these guys, they are people who really care about the world and making a difference. And everything they do has some form of giving back. It's just, it's who they are. It's what their song lyrics talk about. And they're just beautiful human beings. So I got to know them after this business conference. And I've been in touch with them for a while. And it turns out they were flown out to be the rock stars at the Vail Valley Film Festival that is the same weekend by the head of that festival. So, and I found out they were going to be in town. It coincided with the time my book was launching, which is April 5th. And I've had this dream to have a fundraiser for some kind of firefighting organization. So I called Isaac, who's one of the brothers, and I said, would you be willing to come to Salida? And he said, we would love to. So, I mean, it is just, I'm talking to him the other day on the phone and talking about the event, and he's telling me, well, this is how we're going to start. We'll start on the stage and we'll do a few songs, and then we like to come into the audience. And I'm listening to him thinking, this man is preparing this concert like he did for a Coldplay concert. I mean, he is taking it on like that. So, Salida, you must come and see the Kin on the 9th of April. I mean, it's really going to be extraordinary. And then, so this whole dream, this obviously all these women in this book, we are so in love with our firefighters that really, you know, they may not have been able to save all of our houses, but they put their lives at risk. They do that day in and day out for us, that to protect our homes, to protect our forest lands, which, you know, if you live in town in Salida, you're not thinking about your house burning down with a forest fire, but we're thinking about the outdoors that we love so much. And these guys and women are the ones that put their lives at risk to protect our places we love. So I found this organization called the Wildland Firefighter Foundation. Wildland Firefighter Foundation. And they are out of Idaho. And what they do is they raise funds for, if something happens to a wildland firefighter on the line of duty, if they, you know, God forbid, are killed in the line of duty, the foundation kicks in there and will support the family. And they also will help out with medical bills. If whatever's not covered, they will help out with medical bills. So that is their primary focus, is to raise awareness for fallen firefighters, honor fallen firefighters in the Wildland Fire Division. So we are so, you know, we just thought this is a perfect organization to support.
Yes, it is. Especially, I would say probably everyone in Salida knows someone who lives on the periphery of town. Or there was a terrible fire down by the Cotopaxi School. The whole Cotopaxi area was endangered. They had a camp set up at the school several years ago. Wildfire is prevalent in this area. And it's a scary thing.
It is a scary thing. And, you know, and as we look out the window right now, we can see snow on the ground. March of 2012, when my fire happened, it was one of the driest Marches in record. And, you know, it was a state-sponsored, we call it. It was a Colorado State Forest Service that was doing a controlled burn, and it got out of control.
Oh.
And I'm not against controlled burns, but, obviously it was some mistakes happened, and, you know, it just came up really quickly. But right now we're lucky that we have snow in the mountains, but certainly we will have fire danger this summer. But these wildland firefighters, we have a local district here called the South Arc Valley Fire Protection District that is based here in Salida and is made up by people who are on the various fire departments in the area can actually get I don't know if it's a certification, but they take courses in order to be wildland firefighters. So it's our own guys that around here, guys, and I keep saying guys, and I'm sorry to say that, women and men who are serving on our behalf, and we are really saying thank you to them. And, you know, the women in this book, all 20 women had different fire departments that they cared about and would have wanted to support. But we all agreed on this one because this is all the firefighters that work on wildland fires. And very excited to say that the South Arc Valley Fire Protection District will have fire trucks at the event. So if you're a woman like me who likes fire trucks, or maybe a boy of 10 to 15 years old, you'll be excited about that. So come support our local heroes as they bring their trucks and come to this event.
So we'll have an opportunity to meet our firefighters as well?
Yes. Any firefighters that are in the audience, I'm going to. Apparently, I've heard that firefighters don't always like to be acknowledged. I mean, you know, they really, this is what they care about. They're not doing it for the glory and the fame, but we are still going to acknowledge these people. And they may not want to stand. I will ask for all the firefighters in the audience to stand. I will have some people up on stage. And, you know, we will ask also for donations. I mean, all the proceeds from the concert, from book sales, I will have my book for sale at the event. I'll be autographing it. And all the proceeds go to the Wildland Firefighter Foundation. And then we also will be just doing a lovely acknowledgement of anybody who's there who dedicates their life to this.
Our guest this morning is Kristen Moeller. She's a local resident. We'll talk about your tiny mansion in a moment. And she's the author of Phoenix Rising, Stories of Remarkable Women Walking Through Fire. You're one of 21 authors. Are you the editor as well?
Yes, well, Leslie Wharton and myself, we met actually, my fire was March of 2012, and Leslie's was in June in Fort Collins of the same year. And we found each other online a couple years after our fire. It tends to be that when right after the fire, everybody's too shell-shocked, but she's a writer, I'm a writer. She found me online and said, I have this vision of writing a book of women telling women's stories. And I said, I have the same vision. Let's work together. So we found each other, and we view it as it's our baby, and then we have all these women who contributed. And she and I both have stories in the book. We wrote the introduction. We worked with all the authors on their stories. Some, you know, we edited more than others, you know, with working with the women. And actually, you know, women got to see, they got to develop themselves as writers, because both Leslie and I are published and have been doing it for a little while. And then some of the authors, as I said, had books out themselves. So, you know, we got to kind of work with all these different level of women's skills and really developing their confidence as a writer. So we view it, you know, yes, it's our book, and it's really all of our book.
Very good. And is the fact that you're putting this all together in a benefit next Saturday at the steam plant with a super great band, The Kin. I don't know how many people that listen to KHAN are familiar with a band. I had never heard of them before, but they really are good music. We opened the set with them, and we'll be closing the set for those of you that are waiting to hear more about The Kin.
Yeah, you know, and The Kin really are, I mean, there are bands that kind of different age ranges like, you know, their particular kind of age ranges. I think The Kin is a band that can cross many walks of life. I mean, I watched this conference room full of multiple age ranges, you know, from young, you know, fresh out of college, people that are just kind of getting started in their business, to people who are retiring, all different men, women, you know, they really appeal to a broad audience. And I love bands like that, that can just speak to the heart and actually unify us, you know. And what a time right now in the world with all the chaos, and in our own country with all the differing political views, to come together and say, ah, music is what connects us. And honestly, that's what they're about, these guys. I mean, they are, you know, they're remarkably talented naturally, but they love that aspect of their music, of being this unifying, connecting, having hearts open. You can be sitting next to someone that you might not agree with politically. You might have had an issue with at the grocery store or whatever. They might have stolen your parking space, but your heart will open. You will love just in, for those moments, we will kind of come together and say, gosh, this is good music. This is darn good music, you know, and I love that kind of stuff. I mean, come on. I'm turning 50 tomorrow. And
tomorrow, happy yes. birthday.
Thank you. And, you know, it's like, you know, I've been around the block a few times, experienced a lot of the ups and downs of life, obviously. And, you know, when something like this is good, you know, this is just good. Benefiting firefighters and supporting women telling their stories of walking through fire and a band like this. And what we haven't talked about, we're kind of saving the surprise. We have Salida's own Lily Pinto opening,
yes.
You know, and I mean, Salida girl who grew up here, who has this extraordinary talent. So many people, I take the poster around town and people are like, the kin, Lily Pinto, you know, Lily Pinto is just this glorious angel voice. And she is opening for these guys and she is going to perform. And, you know, this is really exciting. And she moved to Santa Fe, but she's coming back specially for this event. And that's just such a beautiful thing.
I didn't know she'd moved to Santa Fe, so we are really especially gifted to have her.
Yeah, we have people flying in, driving in, planes, trains, and automobiles to get these performers here for that concert.
Well, you put a lot of effort into organizing this.
Yes, well, without Jane Pinto and Pinto Barn behind me, this would not be happening. So Jane is one of my very beloved friends and when I first came to Salida, I got to meet her and know her and was quite sad when they moved to Santa Fe, but quite happy that their company business is still based here. Pinto Barn and Don't Go Nuts is still here. So she's back and forth a lot and I get to see her. And so she and I, really honestly, I had this idea and it was just a lot to take on. But Jane said, I'm with you. And so here we are, a week away.
8 days away. It'll be Saturday, April 9th. Doors open at 6:30. Yeah. Concert starts at 7.
And we can give away some tickets today, too.
Oh, yes?
Yes.
Oh,
let's
good.
Just do that.
Okay.
We're going to have to do it a little special, fangled way. They're going to have to email me, but I will get, we can give away a couple tickets, whatever you think.
A pair of tickets?
A pair of tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To a KHN newer renewing listener member.
That sounds like a good
support
idea.
Support community radio and get tickets to the KHN at the $50 level, which is a real bargain.
Yeah.
539-1069. And you will need to give your email address so that Kristen can get them to you.
And I can probably swing an autographed copy of something by the kin as well.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Because people may not say, that may not be a big deal to them right now, but after coming to the concert and seeing these guys, you're going to want that. The kin are doing their own fundraiser, which we won't talk about right now. They can talk more about that on Saturday night because for their recent album, they were doing kind of a really cool kind of grassroots thing. And I pledged on that the other day and got I'm going to get a handwritten, the lyrics to Everything's Changing, the song we listened to first. And it's going to be handwritten and then signed by them, which I am just so excited about. But the kin are going to have some of their stuff there too, their CDs and whatever they have. So you'll get to know more about them then. But anybody who wants those two tickets, I can get you some good, some pictures with these guys. And yeah.
Give us a call, 539-1069. Let Bob talk to you. And say yes to community radio at the same time. Help us get through the membership drive and support community radio and all the good things, the diverse schedule of programming that we have, supporting community radio, supporting wildland firefighters, supporting good music, coming to Salida, all kinds of things your support will go for today.
And supporting the community just really feels good to me. As a relatively new Salidan, moved here about a year and a half ago, getting involved in this community and putting roots down here and making a difference with what's happening here feels very important to me. You know, I live right down about a couple blocks from here, and I've driven by KHN so many times, and I had not been in until yesterday.
Oh.
And then found out it was the fun drive, and I said, hey, I want to be a member. I want the sticker.
It feels good, doesn't it?
It really does feel good, you know, because otherwise coming in here today, I wouldn't have that. I have a sense of connection and ownership and knowing that I'm supporting something that is important in this community that we're actually really lucky to have. And that you all had me on your show today, you know, is just, that's, I mean, that's so amazing.
It all comes together, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
539-1069. Come together with Kahan, Kristen Muller, the kin.
Lily Music Pinto, the steam plant, firefighters, yes. Fire Trucks, Wildland Firefighter Foundation.
Do you want to talk about your, do you have a teeny mansion here in Salida?
I don't have one in here in Salida. So my story is kind of a long and winding road. We could play the Beatles song now, the long and winding road to get to Salida. Our house burned down in 2012, March of 2012. And honestly, when something like that happens, it's so completely, it just turns your world upside down. And anybody, I always give this public service announcement. Check your insurance policies, people, especially if you live in a somewhat unique home that's not a cookie cutter, which most of us do in Salida, whether it's right here in town or on the outskirts of town, because we had done the due diligence to evaluate our insurance policies. And unfortunately, after the fire, learned that we were massively underinsured, massively, you know, so much so that we were in a bad situation. And so we were having to deal with that, losing everything, having to deal with that. And oftentimes with your insurance policies, unless you go out and buy every single thing that you ever have that, A, you can't even remember every single thing, but unless you actually go out and buy every single thing again, you will lose money. You will leave money on the table. So all these things we didn't actually know, because otherwise you get what's a depreciated amount. So you lose everything. You have no place to live, no place to store anything. Do you actually want to at that point go back and try to buy everything again? So no, you don't, is the answer to that question. So my warnings are for people, you know, check your insurance policies. Also do an inventory list of some kind. Go through your house with a video camera and actually open drawers. Take pictures to video, open drawers. Have some kind of record of everything. You know, mostly in town, people, your house is probably going to be saved before everything burns to the ground. But if you live on the outskirts and there's any difficulty in getting there, if it is a forest fire, then you have the danger of losing everything. And trying to remember it all right after a fire is traumatic. You know, it's really difficult. So we were going through all of that, not to mention dealing with the state of Colorado, who had started the fire. And having to anybody, you know, people typically do remember that fire when I say the state sponsored wildfire, because we were having to go down to the Capitol and testify, and we were in the media a lot, and it was a very difficult period of time, in particular for all of us, and then particularly for the people who had lost family members, the three people that were killed. I mean, it was just devastating, devastating to know something was preventable and people were sitting in their homes and, you know, didn't get out in time. And I honestly probably barely got out. Fortunately, where I lived, I could see the fire coming up the hill, but still there was this amount of denial of just not really believing that it was, you know, I thought, well, it looked like the smoke was kind of going another way, and certainly they're going to be able to put this out. And fortunately, I had friends come over and say, it's time for you to leave. And we got out probably a half an hour before. And after going through all of that, and then the insurance stuff, it was just, we were exhausted. And we really didn't know if we wanted to rebuild. We didn't know what we wanted to do. And we ended up living in a vintage Airstream trailer for a month on the land, and thinking we were going to stay. But try living in a vintage Airstream trailer on a south-facing lot on that summer, got quite hot with no trees. And so that didn't last very long. And we ended up then living in people's basements and trying to find a rental. And then finally just giving it all up and moving to Evergreen, right into town, very close to the fire station. And that's, we kind of settled there for a little bit, but still had this dream of returning to our land. And finally, we decided we were going to build a cabin on our land. And we found this cabin company called Cabin Fever out of Miami. If you're looking for a prefab cabin company, they're really amazing. And we're going to build a cabin, And when we were in that process, they sent us an email and said, there's a TV show looking to tell people's stories about living in tiny homes. Would you guys be interested? Well, we weren't planning at that time to live in a tiny home. We were going to build this as a cabin. And very long story short, we said, you know, we're up for the adventure. We don't have kids. We're close to 50. Let's continue this adventure and do something totally different. Sure, let's rebuild on national TV, live in a tiny home, and try it out. Well, that you can watch our episode on Tiny House Nation. It's available on iTunes. It's called 500 Square Foot Rocky Mountain Mansion. They tell a beautiful story, but I don't know if anybody out there in the listening audience knows that everything you see on TV is not true.
No?
I know, it was shocking. Reality TV is not true. So there were a lot of kind of stories twisted, but they did tell a beautiful story. But we paid for the whole thing, and we designed it, and we moved into it, and there were tons of problems. And about 4 months later, we lost our internet, and living in the boonies and not having any internet, and after all we had been through, we were exhausted. We moved to Salida. So here we are.
And you're happy in Salida.
We love Salida. You know, I mean, just this community is extraordinary. Yesterday, I was walking around town talking to business owners and, you know, getting to know people more. And just, I love it here. It's such an amazing place. We are so very blessed to live here. And David and I are just ecstatic. And, oh, and iCandy, Nikki at iCandy is also going to be selling tickets. I'm going to be getting her some tickets today. And so if you want to stop in, visit her, you can pick up some tickets for the event too. Just gotten such a tremendous support from all the businesses and wanting to, you know, support this. We're also asking for some corporate donors, and Pinion Real Estate has donated some money towards this event. Of course, Pinto Barn, and we've got some other people we're talking to. So anybody that wants to help out with the wildland firefighters, we're accepting that too.
Okay. That's great. That's Kristen Moeller, the author of Phoenix Rising, the coordinator with Jane Pinto of the concert coming up next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, at the steam plant with Akin, with Lily Pinto opening. Very good. Should we hear another song from the Akin?
That sounds really great. And thank you so much for having me here today. It's been an honor that I get to talk about this and do this event in this community. So we really hope to see you guys there on Saturday and come up and say hello and say you heard us today on KHEN. And I'll sign the copy of your book and introduce you to the band. And it'll be a really amazing night. You won't regret it.
All right. Thank you very, very much, Kristen.
Story that we wrote in a farmhouse last year when we were recording the album, and it's called Abraham. I'm just there now. Sailors with two sons and a father, as they sail to old Palestine. True were these brothers, they sailed to bury their father. They would fight for Jerusalem. Salt upon the table. When all is said and done, will you somehow be sons of Abraham? I was told by a stranger, young blood thrown to the desert. Spring of Zim. sons of Abraham. Jordan, but Jesus sat stuck to a daughter as they fight for Jerusalem.
That is Abraham by the Kin performing at the steam plant, coming all the way to Salida. This is great on April 8th, a week from tomorrow. Support for Cahen Community Radio is provided by Free the Monkey Consignment, serving Chaffee County's consignment needs for over 7 years. Located in Salida and Buena Vista, the monkey can also be found online at freethemonkey.com. Thank you to everyone who supports Cahen, whether it's through underwriting, through a membership, or just your ears. We love having feedback. You can email us, info@khen.org, with your comments about our programming, things that you'd like to hear. Just let us know. Or right now, we have lots of people here answering phones and such. We have tickets to see the Kin next Saturday at the steam plant. We have all kinds of things to give away. Most of all, the satisfaction of supporting this wonderful community radio station that's been on the air for 13 years now. February 1st was our birthday, and it's been a good time, a long run. Keep community radio alive and vibrant by calling now with your pledge, 539-1069, even though it is April Fool's Day. Hope you're having a good time with April Fools today.
Pardon me if I'm sentimental when we say goodbye. Don't be angry with me,
dancing. That's why I got this song. One of my legs is shorter than the other, and both of my feet's too long. Of course, not right along with them. I got no natural rhythm, but I go dancing every night, hoping one day I might get it right. I'm a dancing fool. I jump out of my seat, but I can't compete, cause I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. Dancing fool. The disco folks all dressed up like this fit to kill. I walk on in and see them there, gonna give them all a thrill. When they see me coming, they all steps aside. He has a fit while I commit my social suicide. I'm a dancing fool.
Dancing fool.
Dancing fool.
Dancing fool.
Dancing fool.
Dancing fool.
Okay, folks, dance on over to your phone. What are you doing right now? Call us up and tell us what you're doing. Come on down, drop in, say hi to community radio people. It's vibrant and alive down here. We've got coffee and snacks, healthy and not so healthy. You take your pick. 123 East 3rd Street, right down from the community center. Drop on in, give us a call. Give us a call now. We do have a challenge grant on the line, and we need four people to call us before noon to meet this challenge of $250 from Ron Cabe. Thank you, Ron, for your support of community radio. He's on the board of directors. It takes all kinds of things and efforts to make this station happen, to keep it going for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just think, if you pledged $52 right now, you could get a KHEN t-shirt, a membership card, and it would cost you $1 a day, $52 membership in saying yes to community radio. Think about, what do you buy? A cup of coffee that costs more than a dollar? Things that you spend a dollar a day on. $52 makes a big difference for KHEN and how we keep this place running. 539-1069. That was Dancing Fool by Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. Before that, we heard Bob Dylan and the band doing A Fool Such as I. I'm wishing you the very best, April Fools, hoping you have fun today. Not making too much fun of anybody. Hope you can get over to the steam plant and see the kin and support wildland firefighters. And also want to let you know that KHEN is supported in part by the Salida Sunrise Rotary. You can visit the annual Chafee Home and Garden Show on Saturday, April 16th, and Sunday, April 17th, to consult with over 80 vendors concerning landscaping and home projects. A project of the Salida Rotary Charitable Fund, Inc. Proceeds fund the college scholarships and community grants to nonprofit organizations. And this is happening out at the Chafee County Fairgrounds. 539-1069. Here's another song by Marsha Ball. It's called Find Another Fool. Find whatever fool you want, what gives you pleasure, and let us know what you think of community radio. KHEN, how are we doing? 106.9 FM. Really, really appreciate your support for KHEN this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we're speaking of fools in the best of terms. Thank you to Terry Frank for calling in with his membership. Thank you to Aaron for calling in with his membership. We need one more $50 membership to call in right now, 539-1069. Democracy Now! Is coming your way. You can pledge and say Democracy Now! Is your favorite program. Just please call right now, 539-1069.
You didn't love me no more.
Yeah, tell us you love us.
Ooh, Lord, what makes me be?
This is John Hammond, and you are what makes us be, what makes community radio. We are here for you. We are here for our community. Please call us and be a member of KHEN. Help us meet this challenge grant from Ron Cabe, $250 on the line, 539-1069. It's 37 degrees. We're looking at a high today of 47 and clear and sunny skies for the next 3 days. Stay tuned for